SBS Radio.
Yes.
The government relisted this bill and it intended to basically have it passed during the spring sitting. According to your understanding, what is happening with regard to that? Because we spoke to the immigration minister. He did not give a definitive timeline of that. He said the government does not discuss the specificity around the time.
Obviously, the Greens led the charge to have the last version of this bill dropped out of the Senate and removed from the Senate notice paper. And despite the government making some changes to the legislation, we are still opposed to this legislation. We won't be supporting it. And that's because the government is still, despite their proposed changes, trying to make it more difficult for people to become citizens in our country. They are not changing their attempt to increase the amount of time that people have to be permanent residents from 1 year to 4 years. Mm-hmm. And the bill retains provisions that would allow the minister to override determinations of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. And for both of those reasons, the Greens won't be supporting this bill.
All right. So you do not support any change to the general residence requirement, or are you opposed to 4 years?
We're opposed to any change. We do not believe that the period that people need to be a permanent resident should be increased by any amount.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting because the government, I don't believe, has the numbers to get even their revised legislation through the Senate. If they did have the numbers, they would have proceeded with this bill already. So I think the government is using this for political posturing rather than moving it forward with any realistic assumption that they can pass it through the Senate. The Senate made a very strong decision in regards to the government's previous attempts mm-hmm. to make it more difficult to become a citizen and voted to remove that piece of legislation from the notice paper. And there's nothing in the changes that the government is talking about that I think would lead the Senate to have any different opinion. So I'm very confident that the Senate will reject this bill. And if it does so, obviously there's no need for the House of Representatives to be involved any further. Well, I think that if the government thought they had the numbers in the Senate, they would have moved to debate this bill and pass it already. And I think the fact that they have not done that is effectively an admission by the government that they don't have the numbers in the Senate to pass this bill. And that's a great thing for multicultural Australia, and it's a great thing for people who want to make a commitment to our country by becoming citizens.
When we spoke to the previous citizenship minister, Ellen Tudge, back in June, at that time, the government's intent was to have this bill passed by 1st of July. And the government wanted to implement the new law in the next year. But that hasn't happened. And now the government isn't giving a definitive timeline even on this one. So do you think this government, before the elections, will be in a position to bring this law to the Senate?
Well, the government could bring this on for debate any time in the Senate, and the fact that they haven't is an effective admission that they don't have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they decide to bring it on, we'll have to wait and see. But the Greens aren't prepared to sit by and just allow this legislation to remain on the Senate notice paper if the government isn't going to bring it on. So we will certainly consider once again moving to have this legislation struck off the Senate notice paper if we think the government's just using it for political posturing.
So the opposition is going to be united, the Greens and the Labor, like last time?
Well, I have not spoken to Labor about this specifically in regards to the current version of the legislation, but mm-hmm. Labor supported our motion to have the previous version mm-hmm. struck off the Senate notice paper, and we'd certainly hope that they would support us again if we moved.
And I also have to ask you about the English language requirements.
Sure.
Now, those have been watered down. I mean, Ellen Tudge told us the current minister did not go into the specificities of the English language, but Mr. Tudge had told us back in the end of June that the government now was proposing a more of a primary school level conversational English language test. Will you be okay with that kind of a test, or you want no test at all?
Well, we don't think it's appropriate to be testing for English, because there are a number of people who've, history has shown, have made fantastic contributions to our country, who would have failed even a primary level English language test had it been applied to them before they became citizens. So although it's a great win for everyone in multicultural Australia who campaigned so hard and made their views known to the Parliament and to the government, and you know, we welcome the government reducing the potential level of the English language test, it's not enough to address our concerns. And given all of the other provisions of this bill, taken as a whole, this bill is still a bill that seeks to make it far too difficult to become an Australian citizen, and to prevent far too many good people who want to make a positive contribution to our society from taking that ultimate step of becoming a citizen. So we won't be supporting it even with the changes. SBS.com.au